Let's ask. I think the next two would like to come together. I think so. Yes. 240 and 241, please.
240, request of Pete Wall to address council regarding tools for troops, and 241, request of Pat Bilo to address council regarding tools for troops.
Come on up, please. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. We represent Tools for Troops, a charity set up to support the veterans of the five U.S. Armed Forces. We collect tools, refurbish them where necessary, and distribute them freely to the to veterans at stand downs, at events of our own making, at the American Legion, and various other events that come up. So we're focused on the Portland metro area. This is our third year in existence. And we have some outreach to Newport, Grants Pass, and the Bend, Redmond area as we attempt to grow. One of the obvious difficulties for any charity is funding. So we are looking for monetary donors. We're seeking assistance in our growth, which is based on chapters. So we're looking at having a chapter in Vancouver, one in Lincoln City, one in Salem, one in Lebanon, one out in Troutdale. By this means, we'll be able to grow, expand, and help our veterans that much more. How do we collect the tools? We attend the city spring cleanup days. We'll take in most anything. And also, we will go to garage sales, estate sales. We'll extend an IRS tax-exempt form, which often gets the owner more than $5 for his or her hammer that they're trying to sell. We also would like to put it on record that we've, in extending our presence, we've been on the American Heroes Radio Network out of Florida nationwide. Most recently in December, we were on KATU-TV on the news channel. Any assistance that the city can give us in supporting our veterans, we would much appreciate. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
No, but one thing that you could do is right on our cable television right now, tell both donor, potential donors and troops, how can they find out about where to donate, where to get tools from you?
Thank you.
Our website, I'm Pat Bilo, and our website is tools, the number 4, and then troops with an S.org. We had the honor of meeting Mayor Hales at the 9/11 stand down event. And one of the gentlemen that we gave tools to when Mayor Hales was standing at our booth, he was a handyman. And since he didn't have tools, and he had to borrow his boss's tools, he made half as much money as if he had his own tools. He was in tears when he left because we gave him all the tools he needed, and he was able to double what he made. And one of the things after we had a conversation with Mayor Hales is we were talking to him about maybe placing some barrels where the permits and the development were, where contractors came in, so that we could get collections. And we have our posters are, they're 20 by 17, and this is just a smaller one. But we put these on the barrels, and we come and collect the tools, and we give them to veterans. We do not charge them. We make sure they're in working order. We've given away over $100,000 in tools from mid-2014 through the end of last year. And we know we've helped so many homeless veterans, and I know that's on your agenda to try and help find homes, and we're trying to give tools to veterans. So any help we could get to partner with us, that would be great. We partner with the Easter Seals and several employment organizations in the state of Oregon, and they may have a veteran that needs a particular tool, or a particular set of tools. Maybe they were stolen, or that they're starting a new job, and we do our very best to get them whatever tools they might need. So any help or publicity that you guys might help us with, it helps us all help and thank our veterans for their service.
Well, we really appreciate what you're doing and the fact that you're here today highlighting this. Unfortunately, Commissioner Saltzman is not here, whose Bureau of Development Services is primarily responsible for the Permit Center, but we can follow up on that. But by happenstance, we have representatives of the local Home Builders Association here, Paul Grove, who's back there under the light, and Justin Wood next to the clock, who are leaders in the local construction industry. So I hope while you're here, you'll do a little networking with them, because obviously the local home builders community could help, as well as other folks that are coming into the Permit Center or otherwise interested in supporting the cause. So, you got lucky in terms of them being here today. We'll make sure that Commissioner Saltzman is connected to this idea as well.
The other thing that you could do is, in terms of the neighborhood cleanups, I'm sure that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement could help get the word out, and we could perhaps have a barrel at various community cleanup events. So if you call 823-4000, which is the all-purpose city and county information number, and tell them that this is what you'd like to be connected with somebody in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement who could discuss this with you.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, because usually people bring junk to, and it's a bulky waste cleanup, but I'm sure that as people are cleaning out their garages, they may find, as I have, that I have two sledgehammers. I don't even know why I need one sledgehammer.
We attend several a year, and we are. That's a great idea, yeah, to reach out to the main source
for
that.
We can definitely help for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. We're looking forward to working more with you. Thank you very much.
I see you again.
Two.